You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to the Football Hour podcast. I am your football friend, Alex Mearns, here to present you a gorgeous, a sumptuous Football Hour podcast cake that I can see you're going to devour very, very quickly. This podcast is once again sponsored by the brilliant Seven of the Best. You've not heard of Seven of the Best? Surely you must have. You're subscribed to the Football Hour. Well, if you haven't, let me tell you about Seven of the Best. They are the new favourite UK online football game. Let me quickly go through the rules once again. Every week you select one banker, five wins and one draw from the top eight English and Scottish leagues. Your banker is the team you most strongly think will win. When making your selections, you can toggle between the different English and Scottish leagues using the options at the top of the screen on the mobile and the left-hand side of the page on the desktop. You will earn points for each correct selection, as well as bonus points for getting all six win predictions correct, getting all seven predictions correct if a win prediction wins by four or more goals. Each week, the player with the most points wins the weekly prize, and the team with the most collective points wins the team prize. If you get all seven of your selection correct 4 weeks in a row, you will win £1 million. Yes, that's right. If you get all seven of your selections correct 4 weeks in a row, you will win £1 million. The team combination. Every week, the team with the best combined score in the country will win £700. You and your mates need to enter the team competition so you can win the most money. You also, if you don't have a team, you should have a team, but if you don't, the individual competition. Every week, the player with the best score in the country will win a cool £250. It is free to play, so go and set up your team and your selections and your profiles now. So as I've told you a million times on this podcast, that's how you play. A great way for you not to miss any of the game weeks and for you to get your seven of the best game week predictions in every week is you open your Safari on your iPhone, you head to 7otb.com, then you click share, then you add that website to your home screen. So you never get to miss a game week. That's a brilliant idea. Get on that. If you're a Sunday league team or a small non-league team and you want to earn more money for your club, get on Seven of the Best. This is a brilliant way for your club to enter a game and win money. There's two clubs that have been doing that on Seven of the Best. One of them's called El Recaza. The people in charge of them are James Lindeck and Dan Barrett, and they saw this opportunity to go into sponsorship with Seven of the Best and set up their own teams to maybe win a cash for their club. Also, IFC Rom Iffy, whose chairman is Mark, he's getting his clubs to set up Seven of the Best accounts so they can try and win prize money for their club. It's a brilliant opportunity. If you're a Sunday league club that needs new kits or new goals or new equipment, get on this game. It's free to enter. You can get all your footballers playing, set up teams and win some cash for your Sunday league and for your non-league teams. So, what happened last week in the world of Seven of the Best? Well, do you want to hear the news about me? I didn't do very well, but you don't really care about me. The big Seven of the Best news is Jono, or John Richardson. That's his nickname. John Richardson got seven in seven for the second week in a row, and now is only 2 weeks away from that £1 million if he can keep going for another 2 weeks. That is quite incredible news. So John Richardson is 2 weeks and, what would that be, 14 selections away from £1 million. Not just is Mr. John Richardson that close to £1 million, but Graham Pittaway, or his username on the game, Pittaway65, he is also a winning member of the team, and he is 2 weeks away from winning that £1 million. And he said, he's quoted, this is a quote from him: "As a Palace fan, I need all the good news I can get." Well, That's not bad news. You could buy maybe Palace, maybe a striker with that 1 million. Nah, you've not got enough money. Have you got £1 million? But that is incredible. Two lads are going for that £1 million. If they fail, Football Hour friends, you need to be the guys who come up and get that £1 million. This week's winners were, individually, Gady, who only signed up on Friday. His 30 points was incredible, and he got £250 72 hours later from signing up on Seven of the Best, which means he's 3 weeks away from £1 million if the other two don't win. The team of the week, well, it was the Croydon Renegades, led by Graham. These boys are Seven of the Best veterans and playing the game from the date it was concepted. Their team consists of Graham, Cool Hand Luke, I don't get that, Kevin, the Selhurst Strangler, Peter, Fuller's Pride, and Colin, the other special one, Peter, the wee Prime Minister, Graham too, Pitaway, he's the one who got the 7 correct results, and Paul, the gaffer. Amazing result, lads. That's absolutely incredible from the Croydon Renegades. Also, this week, the team prize is a magical £1,000. Seven of the Best are doing something for you. They are taking it from £750. They're taking it up to £1,000 for 1 week only. And do you know why they're doing that? Because it's non-league football day. And Seven of the Best, they support grassroots football. It ain't all about the Premier League here on Seven of the Best on the Football Hour podcast. There's loads of reasons why people should get over and play Seven of the Best at www.7otb.com. My predictions last week got me a total of 15 points. So I was halfway to 30 at the top of the league, but I didn't quite get there. So this week, I've gone for my Seven of the Best selections. You want to know them? Well, my ones, I've gone for Doncaster Rovers to win at home against Southend. My draw is Cambridge United versus Wickham Wanderers. Wickham are flying high, but I think Cambridge at home can nick a draw. Morecambe, top of the league. They're playing Crawley. I think they're going to get the 3 points. Notts County, they're going to beat Forest Green Rovers easily. Come on, Notts County. Then I've gone for Gateshead and I've gone for Macclesfield Town at home. Do you know what my banker is this week? Because we're celebrating non-league day, it is Boreham Wood at home to Halifax Town. I have picked Boreham Wood to be my banker. I am a season ticket holder at Boreham Wood and I go to most of the Wood games. So I want you boys, come on the Wood, to win that game. They're my local non-league team and I like to go and watch them when I'm in North London. So I'm going to the Boreham Wood home ground on Saturday to watch the non-league football. I'm always supporting grassroots football, supporting non-league football. You should do exactly the same. And that's why I'm proud that the Football Hour is sponsored by Seven of the Best. Do you know another reason why I'm proud the Football Hour is sponsored by Seven of the Best? You've heard about this, haven't you? You've seen it on Twitter. You've seen it on the podcast last week. This is an incredible opportunity. Are you sat still? Are you ready? Are you sat and waiting? www.7otb.com is the place where you need to go up and set your profile. You set your profile and make your 7 selections for this game week, okay? Will you go and do that? Will you go and do that now, like I've done it? You go set up your username, you make your selections, then you need to do a third and final thing. DM at the Football Hour your username, and I am going to collate all the usernames that get DM'd into my Football Hour account, and I send them over to Seven of the Best, and they do a nice little FA Cup draw, a nice little raffle, and whoever gets picked out wins a signed new England shirt with Ledley King on the back, number 26, signed by Ledley King, especially for you. Did you hear that right? The former England and Spurs legend, Ledley King, is in charge of Seven of the Best. He is the boss man at Seven of the Best, and he is giving away this prize to you, Football Hour friends. So all you have to do is 3 things. Go onto the Seven of the Best website, set up your profile, make your selections, and then DM me your username to at the Football Hour. And then you have the chance to win a signed Ledley King England shirt. It's an incredible opportunity, and this is the final week for you to enter this competition, football friends. I want a Football Hour listener to win this shirt. I cannot wait to see you in this shirt. Ledley King cannot wait to give you that shirt as well. It's an incredible opportunity. Get involved. All the links to the things that you need to do will be in the podcast description below. But I'm going to say it again. Head to 7 of the Best website. Set up your profile. Enter your week 10 game predictions. And then DM at the Football Hour your username. That means direct message us at the Football Hour on Twitter your username. That will go into a raffle. That will go into an FA Cup draw. Picked out by Ledley King, and he will sign you an England shirt, which is an incredible opportunity. It's a brilliant game. They're giving away loads of cash prizes. There's a possibility of winning £1 million, and it's all for free. It is all for free. I'm really proud that the Football Hour has been in sponsorship with 7 of the Best. They've been a brilliant company. As I say, I'd just like to thank everyone at the company for giving us, the Football Hour friends, the listeners, their opportunity to win a signed Ledley King shirt, a signed England Ledley King shirt. I've put my name in the raffle. I hope I'm going to win. But I know you want to win it as well. So all the link to the description will be in the podcast description below. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Get on 7ofthebest.com and win that Ledley King shirt. I've been Alex Smearns. This has been the Football Hour, sponsored by 7ofthebest.com. Go set up your game week. Go and win this Ledley King shirt. And maybe go and win £1 million.